had somebody make a comment on my channel today that said, Alex Jones is paid opposition, and if you don't see it, you're as blind as everybody else, or something like that. Well, I see the gatekeepers, and they'll wake you up to a certain level, and then they'll stop at the Jesuits, the Freemasons, and the Catholics. The real deal is the magician priest class. The Jesuits, the Freemasons, and the Kabbalists, the fake Jews. Now, if you read the Bible, it says the Phoenician Canaanites are the ones causing all the trouble. Everybody says, well, it's the Jews. The Bible says it's the Phoenician Canaanites. Now, the Apostle Paul, he did say in the Bible that the Jewish nation right now is contrary to all men. They don't want you to be saved by faith alone. But if you read Zechariah, the last two verses, it says the Phoenician Canaanites are the one causing all the issues. And they won't even be allowed in the temple. So, everybody is a gatekeeper at a certain level. Everybody's a gatekeeper because everybody's got their little box that they're trying to push on other people, you know. And so, yeah, Alex has woken a lot of people up to the main. See, look, inside the cube, you have opposition. You have face-to-face warfare. Face-to-face hockey game, face-to-face football, face-to-face. Everything's face-to-face opposition to push out the baby. So you might say, well, why would I support him if I know that at a certain level he's a gatekeeper? Because he votes Republican. Well, the left and the Republican Democrat system's a gatekeeping system, I know. But look, when you walk in the you got to walk down here in the natural, and you walk in the spirit. You got to live down here, but you walk in the spirit. We don't really care about this place. At the core of it all, we don't really care about this place. But you have to be responsible while you're here. This is not our home. But you need to be responsible. And if the Democrats are trying to pass laws that are anti-Christ, anti-Bible, then you have to oppose them. And so if somebody like Alex Jones is voting Republican, voting for Trump, and we know Trump is, he throws up the 666 hand signal, I know that. I know he's not perfect, and nobody is. But would you rather have a Republican in office, or would you rather have a Democrat who's gaslighting everything? A Republican believes in the Republic. The Democrats today, they believe in socialism. And socialism is anti-Christ and anti-God. So if I support a person that's reaching a lot of people, waking a lot of people up about the hidden hand, and everybody has a different interpretation of what the hidden hand is, but there's a hidden hand. And if you got somebody who is clearly speaking about how this whole system is pre-planned, they have it in all their documents, they've got it all written down. If he can explain that better than anybody else, why not put his stuff out there? But that don't mean I have to agree with him 100%. I do believe that he might be a gatekeeper to hide the Jesuits and the Freemasons and the Kabbalists. And the reason I believe it is because he's yoked up with Joe Rogan, who supporting the drugs and all that. But at the same time, people are waking up. People are waking up. And I actually, Alex Jones is one of the reasons I woke up to the whole system. But I went deeper, you know. And there was a time I quit listening to him. And you don't want to listen to him every day because you'll be depressed. And that's part of the game. They want you so... If you listen to somebody, whether it's CNN, Fox News, Alex Jones, or whoever, the left, right, the middle, whatever, if you listen to them every day, then you're focused on stuff down here. And you're not going to be happy. It's kind of like going to a church. If you go to a church that's legalistic, if it's a legalistic church, you're going to be bitter. On your job, if you don't take a break from your job, you're being brainwashed by it. You don't want to think like Alex Jones. You want to think like me. You don't want to think about it. You want to think like Jesus. Every human being has a blind spot. Every human being, in a roundabout way, is a gatekeeper. When you talk to somebody long enough, you'll see that they'll say something contrary to the scripture eventually. The only person I never heard speak false doctrine was Adrian Rogers. I never heard him speak contrary. I listen to a lot of people. I never heard him speak contrary. Look, you can listen to different channels, Alex Jones or whatever. And they say stuff like, we're going to the stars. No, we're not going to the stars. The Bible says world without end. You can't leave Earth. The reason you can't leave Earth is because you're clay and you're water. And that's what the Earth is. This is your home. The Earth is going to be renovated. Why would you want to go to the stars? I read an article, somebody said, we need to live in the clouds of Venus. Why would you want to live in the clouds of Venus? Why would you want to go to Mars, a deserted bunch of rock? Just no oxygen, no water, and rocks. Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to go live on the moon? Nothing but dirt. No growth. Are you insane? Are you really insane? You want to leave Earth? Are you that insane? Whoever you are. When I can look around here and I see grass and trees and birds and I went over to my rental house about 6 months ago. Started cutting down a path where it'd grown up. 6 months later, it's grown back up. You talk about serious growth. Why are people brainwashing you to want to leave the Earth? There's no scarcity on Earth. That's a lie. The scarcity lie is a man-made lie. And so you have to really think about what's going on around you. Just look around you. Most people teaching false doctrine, it's because they're going by their own understanding. It's a world without end. Mankind is going to dwell on Earth. Even when he gets his new body, the Earth's going to be renovated. And if God is coming to the Earth to dwell with man, you won't need the sun. You won't need the moon. And the leaves of the trees will be for the healing of the lands. The light of the world will be Jesus, the throne of God. There will be, it'll be like a, you won't need the sunshine. you're gonna have earth body creatures, humans, just earthly, fleshly creatures, but you're also gonna have the shapeshifters, the kings and priests under God, where you're gonna be able to shapeshift, just like the angels. The angels, there's times you've been visited by angels unaware. Didn't even know it. You're not leaving the earth. Look, why would you believe Elon Musk when he's trying to hook you to a computer? Somebody told me today at work, she said they hooked the brain of a pig to a computer. A pig. Elon Musk is a type of the Antichrist. And you know he is, because look who he married and how they named their child a number. They named their child a number. These people are sick. So always go back to your Bible. Read Revelation. Read Daniel. Read 1 and 2 Thessalonians. Read 1 Corinthians 15. Read the New Testament. Until you get it. Everybody's a gatekeeper to a degree. In your family, in your bloodline, on your job, they're all trying to indoctrinate you into a copy of themselves. And so the only person who's not a gatekeeper is Jesus. When you're talking to somebody, they're actually trying to make a copy of themselves. When you're really having a healthy conversation, it's back and forth conversation where you both grow into the image of Christ. You're in a copy machine. The reason they're trying to get you to help them leave the earth is because they don't want to be judged by God, because they know judgment is on the way. This earth is going to be renovated by fire, the first time by water, the second time by fire. So they're trying to tie your consciousness to a computer, upload you to a computer, put some computers on Mars or moon or whatever. They got to go. Look, the Bible says the sun will go away and the moon will go away. So now they say, well, I got to go to Mars. They're running from God in vain. They're running from God. And that's the money's fake, the system's fake, but they're building it off the human slavery. They're building a system to try to run from God. That's what it is, the judgment of God. That's what's happening. And yeah, all these gatekeepers online, you can listen to them, but you have to always use your Bible as your litmus test. And you always have to use your own thinking and rightly divide what's going on around you. Look at the history. You can actually tell the future by the history. The past tells you the future. If the earth was renovated by water and 8 souls were saved, and the earth's going to be renovated by fire, very few are going to be saved. Enoch was caught up with God. There's your rapture typology. Elijah was caught up with God. Rapture typology. You're going to have a rapture. You already saw it with Enoch and you saw it with Elijah. It's already happened. Twice. It's going to happen again. The whole church will be caught up. The devil's lying to Elon Musk and a lot of these people saying we're going to the stars. The devil's lying to them. You're not going to the stars, Victor. Why don't they go down in the ocean? It's really just stupid stuff, to be honest with you.